these are completely unwarranted and unsubstantiated imputations. Now that these this particular case has been lodged, it doesn't change our views about the underlying situation. I would only invite your attention to the person behind this particular case, whose antecedents are well known. I would also underline the fact that the organization, so-called, that this person represents is an unlawful organization, has been declared as such under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act of 1967. And it has been done so on account of its involvement in anti-national and subversive activities aimed at disrupting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India.